You've got ZTF. Do you want to tell us about that, please?
Yep, it's a brightest comet we've had in a few years, so it's just so it was just faintly visible to the naked eye and easy to see in binoculars if you knew exactly where to look. And it was actually very well placed, passing between the North Star and the Plough, which is probably the main thing that people know. But it's now moved down into the evening sky, and if people know how to find the planet Mars, it's going to pass very close to us in the same binocular field of view tomorrow night, Saturday night. In fact, it'll be in just about the same binocular field of view tonight, very close tomorrow night, and same binocular field of view again on Sunday night. So Mars is the bright little orangey-red star, in quotes, that you'll see over in the southwest in the evening when it gets dark. So hey, let's say 7, 8, 9 o'clock, around those kind of times, Mars is well-placed. And it's one of the brightest things in the sky, so you can easily find that. Aim your binoculars at it, and the hazy patch beside it, that's comet ZTF.
Do you know where is it called? But why is it ZTF? Is there special designation? Mean something special you could share with us?
Yeah, comets are named after their discoverers. And in the old days, that was people. But today, it's actually automatic telescopes that take digital pictures and then have software that identifies anything that's moved. So this particular telescope is looking for anything in the sky that changes, exploding stars, comets, and things like that. And it's ZTF stands for Zwicky Transient Facility. So Zwicky was a famous astronomer who was named after. Transient means anything has moved. And obviously the facility is the whole telescope and software system itself. So it's actually basically a machine built by astronomers that found this comet rather than humans. And that's happening a lot these days.
Now, if we thank you for that explanation, because I was wondering, what's ZTF? Now, if we don't have our own personal binoculars, because tomorrow is just tomorrow, where can we go and view this at night?
Well, the comet's now moving away from the Earth, so it's beginning to slowly fade. But if you do have a pair of binoculars, you'll see it's about the end of February. There's a map in Astronomy Island magazine. It's showing you exactly where it is. If you join Astronomy Island, that map will be instantly emailed to you, and the paper copy of the magazine will appear in the post a few days later. So there are more events planned. We did have one on the 25th of January to show people the comet. It was a lovely clear sky for once. So that event itself is over. But we'll be putting all the best pictures from around the world, but especially Irish pictures, and some Irish photographers have gotten great photos of the comet already, and they'll be featured in the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine. So anyone fascinated by space, wants to see the pictures, especially those taken from Ireland, do join Astronomy Ireland if you're not already a member.
Fantastic. And then, thank you. Now we've got Jupiter and Venus. What can we learn about them during this period? Coming up into March.
Early in the evening, as soon as it gets dark, as the twilight is fading away, if you look over in the glow where the sun went down, that direction, you'll see an extremely bright star, and that's the planet Venus. Now, it's nearly 100 times brighter than all the brightest stars in the sky, so it's absolutely unmistakable. And it's just coming back into evening skies. But Jupiter is also in that part of the sky in the southwest, just after sunset at dusk, and the two of them are moving closer and closer together night by night. They're already quite prominent as the two brightest things in the sky every evening. But if you keep watching, it's the first. They'll pass each other very closely, about the separation of the width of the moon. So that's going to be an incredibly spectacular, quote, double star, unquote, in the sky, with the two brightest planets we can have, Jupiter and Venus, blazing away in the southwest. So we're telling people, just with an ATI, binoculars don't cost much. You get a good pair for 20 quid. But if you can afford 20 quid, well, you can watch this with the naked eye every clear evening from now until March the 1st, and then they'll slowly move apart for a few days after that. So we've got a great spectacle coming in the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic. Now, you know, Valentine's coming up. Does Venus have anything that is depositing on the Earth as it's moving towards Jupiter? Can you tell us anything romantic about that? Anything?
Yeah, well, Venus and Jupiter getting closer and closer. That's March the 1st. They're actually at the closest.
Right. So right now we're just going to be experiencing their movement as they get closer. That sounds quite nice to me.
Day by day, they get closer and closer. They look spectacular this evening, and slightly closer tomorrow, slightly closer the day after that, until March the 1st, they're at their closest.
Right. Well, that sounds something to watch out for. Any other thing that we need to know concerning Mars?
Mars itself was actually closest to Earth back in December. So we're going around the Sun in our orbit faster than Mars. We're leaving Mars behind. So it's getting smaller and smaller and shrinking away into the distance. But it's still as bright as the brightest stars in the sky. So it looks quite spectacular to the naked eye. And then a lovely part of the sky with there are two star clusters called the Hyades and the Pleiades, which you can see with the naked eye. And I was out taking pictures of them the other night. It's in quite a picturesque setting as soon as it gets dark. And Mars, you can see until after midnight. So it's good for the naked eye, but it was much better in a big telescope back in December. It's now beginning to shrink in size. But we get people sending in pictures of Mars as well that they've taken with telescopes. And we put those in Astronomy Island magazine as well. So, you know, always trying to document what's been happening in the sky. For people who haven't got big telescopes or don't like getting cold and want to see the results themselves.
No, thank you. You always make it very exciting to get a telescope and be up there watching the stars. What's that doing on the February 13th that we need to know about?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
So what is happening on February 13th that we all need to know about? Stargazers.
What is happening in the February skies?
February the 13th, online monthly talk.
February 13th, yes. Our next public, sorry, the line's a little bit...
Yeah, it's a little bit muffled.
Nothing Astronomy Island does is look at the sky, but we cover all the fantastic discoveries in the universe in the magazine, but also live with some of the astronomers themselves. We now are able to do it all online, which means people all over the country, all 32 counties where we have beginners scattered throughout Ireland, can look in at our monthly lectures. So we ask an astronomer to give a public talk, so talk that, you know, people who have no education in science, so no mathematics, no equations, no big jargon, just in simple terms, what are they studying and what have they found out, and they'll report on all the research in the world on their particular subject, but also what they're doing themselves, what they hope to discover. And so we have an astronomer talking on Monday night, February 13th. It's usually the second Monday of the month. You can get tickets for it on our website, astronomy.id. And we're going to be talking this time about the outer solar system. And it's going from Queen's University in Belfast. They actually have a very good department of looking at the outer solar system. It's one of their specialities. So anyone who's interested in a simple public talk at that level should go to astronomy.ie, book a ticket, tune in 7 o'clock on Monday evening, and you'll hear all about what's happening. And as the speaker, Dr. Steph Merritt, has said, last horizon, the edge of the solar system. So what's going on out there beyond the planet Neptune? We've had spacecraft go out there, giant telescopes can see objects out there. We thought Pluto, for instance, was a planet. We now realize it's not. It's just one of a huge swarm of asteroids, minor planets, if you like. They haven't yet coalesced together, even after 4.5 billion years. Of the existence of the solar system. So he explains what's going on there, and hopefully by the end of the talk, people will have a good understanding of not only of what's out there, but the very latest on what we know, because it's a very difficult area to study, being so far away. We're talking several billion kilometers.
And that's a free talk online as well, I take it?
Yeah, there are tickets. You have to buy tickets online on astronomy.ie.
Right.
You can do that after the show.
Fantastic. And what about your evening classes for this, for the rest of this month?
Yeah, well, of course, the main thing Astronomy Island does is publish Astronomy Island magazine. And again, a simple beginner's level, popular level, we try to explain all the discoveries from the James Webb Space Telescope, the Hubble Space Telescope, all the giant telescopes on the Earth, and everything that we're finding out about the universe. Now, some people are interested in the Big Bang and how the universe came to be. They're not interested looking at Jupiter and that and Venus getting close together in the evening sky. But other people are not that interested in the Big Bang. They're interested in the planets or comets or stars or life in the universe. There are so many aspects to the hobby. So people ask us, why don't you have a course on this where you can cover everything? And then some people who have it as a main hobby want to know everything in the magazine. I mean, a magazine is something you just read the articles that interest you. It's a collection of articles on varied topics within astronomy. You don't have to read it from cover to cover, but some people want to. So we set up these classes that covers everything: the sun, the moon, the star. How do stars work? How do we know there was a Big Bang and the universe didn't come into being by some other means? What's the latest on the search for life in the universe? How do you choose and use a telescope? All these kind of things. So there's 8 different classes happening every Wednesday evening. They're underway at the moment, but you can sign up. Each class is self-contained, so you don't have to have seen the first class to appreciate the second class. They all stand alone. And you can get recordings of the classes you've missed. And if you join the classes now, they're actually being repeated in October, and you get to repeat the whole 8 classes free of charge in October. So you can sign up now, immediately start enjoying the evening classes, and then repeat them in October. So you'd almost be able to do the course twice, especially when you factor in you can watch the recordings straight away. So if you want to join the evening classes, go to astronomy.ie, you'll see them listed there, and sign up straight away.
Fantastic. And how long are they? They're 1 hour, 2 hour long? How long are they? Each segment on Wednesday?
Each talk is Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock for 2 hours, with a break in the middle, and that's over 8 Wednesdays. So it's a total of 16 hours of talk at a popular level, assuming no knowledge of science, so it's aimed at the general public, families, kids, anybody like that. So if you really do enjoy astronomy, you can join usually up to 100 people every Wednesday evening listening in to our speaker, our tutor, who is John Campbell, who's an Irish amateur astronomer who sort of, as a kid, was interested in astronomy, studied the subject, actually went to university. He's now doing a PhD, but that's not the level he's teaching at. It just means his knowledge is excellent. He can answer any question. And he's a big YouTube astronomer, so he actually has 50,000 followers online around the world. So he knows this stuff, is what we're saying. The course was developed by Astronomy Island. We've recommended John Campbell. We've auditioned him, as it were, to make sure he's giving the talk at the Astronomy Island level. He's gotten rave reviews for doing so. So the whole set of evening classes is vetted by Astronomy Island. And that's the course we want people to do if they're interested in astronomy. And I've got 2 hours free every Wednesday evening till about Easter.
That sounds really, really exciting. The fact is that it's like a roll-on-roll-off course. You can, you know, you can join at any time. I think that's
really... thousands of people have taken the classes so far, and that makes it by far the most popular evening classes in Ireland. Some of the universities have run them in the past. They might be a bit more technical. But our class is really aimed at beginners. And then, you know, once you finish the class, you'll be a member of Astronomy Island as well, getting the magazine every month, and the magazine will keep you topped up then with the latest discoveries in all these areas that you've covered in the evening classes.
Right, and that magazine comes out once a month, and you're one of the editors.
Yes. It's been running now for over 30 years since we founded Astronomy Island in 1990. It pops through a letterbox every month, a couple of weeks before the month begins, telling you what's happening in the skies next month, reporting on everything that's been seen and photographed the previous month, and then lots of articles and stories about all aspects of astronomy, all with an Irish angle. So there's often an Irish angle to every story you hear about in the news internationally. So for instance, the James Webb Space Telescope, which released its first pictures last year, it is part built in Ireland. And we've had articles about that, quotes from the Irish astronomers involved. In fact, they've even given some of those monthly talks that we're talking about, next one of which is next Monday. And we'll have more of them, you know, as the telescope keeps sending back more and more incredible results. And we've actually got a James Webb Space Telescope page in the magazine every month, and the Hubble Space Telescope page as well, which has been running since the beginning. And Hubble is still going after, what, 30 years in space as well. So about the same age as Astronomy Ireland.
Well, it all sounds exciting and something to look forward to as the winter gets, as the spring is here now, so we look forward to all this. Listen, is there anything else you want to add to this information that maybe I've missed out?
Yeah, we want people to get involved. I mean, we set up Astronomy Ireland, so all 7 million people on the island can join in the fun. And if you're not interested in astronomy, you're the person we want to join, because you're missing out. And every month we can tell you what to see in the sky in simple terms, and report on the exploration of the universe. I mean, space is the future of the human race. We're always looking for new members. So I think it was founded very quickly. Astronomy Ireland became the most popular astronomy society in the world. So you're a very good company. Don't think you have to have a telescope or binoculars. You don't. You simply have to have a spark of fascination about what's out there. And it costs around €1 a week. And it's a fantastic hobby to have, especially when times are tough. We had a huge surge in membership during the lockdown periods, and people had time to turn back to their hobbies, and they couldn't travel, but you can see the universe from your backyard, and even on backyards, you can read about it in the magazine, join in the online lectures and classes and the like. So Astronomy Island is for you. Anybody with any interest in space should be a member of Astronomy Island. So go to astronomy.ie, our website, and sign up for the membership. You can give it as gifts if you have nephews, nieces, or that you know are fascinated by space. And for free, you can actually follow us on social media as well. At least the events, like the lectures coming up on Monday, the evening classes, they're all announced there. So down the bottom of the website, you'll see Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, that you can follow us there, whichever is your favorite. So get involved for free. If you can afford €1 a week, great hobby to have, even during tough times. You know, having a good hobby when times are tough is very good for your mental health. It'll inspire you, take your mind off things, and you know, you'll have something to look forward to every month when the magazine drops through the letterbox. So astronomy.ie, join Astronomy Ireland.
Thank you so much. That was David Moore, and he was talking about that wonderful organisation, non-profit, remind you, and Astronomy Ireland. David Moore, we appreciate you being on this platform. Thank you very much. Speak to you next month. Thank you so much. Speak to you next month. Listen, that was David Moore, and I hope you got enough information there. You could be part of that, and it's going to be a wonderful time. Just checking out this comet ZTF. I'm looking forward to it. Listen, we continue before our next program, I believe, and this song is
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.